York Region is preparing to introduce a plan to better serve seniors in the years to come. At a special council meeting on the plan October 5, speakers from organizations that serve seniors highlighted the challenges ahead with the growing senior population and the actions York Region needs to take to respond. Chair and CEO Wayne Emerson said the plan is the right thing to do going forward but will require cooperation. "We all need to work together to help one another so that we can do a better job and help our seniors, but we need a plan," he said. "The other one is financial help. We do need the federal government and the provincial government at the table. The plan will come with dollars and cents." York Region is anticipating its senior population to double over the next 30 years, creating a greater demand for services like paramedics. By 2051, that would amount to 23% of York Region's population being seniors. Staff highlighted four action areas, including keeping seniors healthier by providing information to help with social connection and chronic disease prevention, better service integration, improving system navigation for seniors, and better collaborating on strategic improvements. The presentations highlighted challenges such as housing for seniors. The number of low-income seniors has grown to about 24% in 2020. About 97% of seniors live in private dwellings, with 89% of those owning and 11% renting. However, seniors can face issues with isolation depending on where they live. Dr. Samir Sinha of the Mount Sinai Regional Geriatric Program spoke to issues within the health system and how it is not currently right-sized for seniors. He drew from international examples like Denmark about the need to invest more in home-based care, creating senior-friendly spaces and aging in the right place. "Not just receiving care, but also wanting to contribute and be part of the community," he said. Newmarket Mayor John Taylor said aging in the right place has generally become synonymous with aging in a large home that may no longer be suitable for seniors and how it may be prudent to encourage seniors to move to smaller homes, ideally in urban settings. He added that could open up housing as well. "My parents are now 88, and they live within 3 or 4 minutes walking distance of the cultural center and theater, the library, coffee shops, restaurants, and they are pulled out their door every day," he said. "If you lived in an overhoused situation, suburban street, your legs get exercise, but it doesn't address everything you said about loneliness and inclusion." Sinha responded that places like Denmark do respond to that and try to create homes that appeal to seniors. "It's not about forcing people," Sinha said. "It's about creating an attractive option." Community and Homes Assistance to Seniors, CHATS, Chief Executive Officer Christina Bizance said the agency is ready to help as York Region works to deliver better senior support. She said the direction that countries like Denmark are taking is bold. "It's time to look at what we can do here locally to start moving forward in that direction, and CHATS is more than happy to work together with you," she said. Staff will work on the plan based on council feedback and bring it back for adoption in early 2024. Emerson said it would be critical to ensure seniors have social interaction and help navigating services. "Seniors need to know how and where to get the info. I think that's very critical. We are not all techie," he said. "By working together, with everyone, the locals and all the charities and community groups, the federal and provincial government, we can make it happen. And many hands make light work."